Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern that you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code BROS. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplements that you can only get high on. We're done with that, all right? Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for, whether that's the Mind Magic gummies for deep work and creativity, or the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, but Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get to that perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the promo code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a CardoMax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
What is up? Welcome to the show. I am your still fill-in host, Rob Fox, and I'm joined, as always, by a about as excited as you'll ever see him, Dan Holloway.
Today. I'm not excited. I just think it's funny that the president shit himself. or allegedly, whatever.
Allegedly.
Whatever we're legally required to say here, but he definitely did it. He definitely shit himself. It's hilarious, isn't it? Don't you think that's funny?
Poop is always funny.
Delco made the point earlier today that it seems like the woman doth protest too much. There's been too much in the way of people trying to convince us he didn't shit his pants at this point, and now I'm convinced that he did.
Well, yeah, you would think that you just wouldn't address.
Oh, my God. So Joe Biden is in the title of our thing here, and under it, there's a U.S. elections robust safeguards help ensure the integrity of election results.
Oh, there's a fact check.
There's a fact check on our
YouTube video. We're
not talking about the election, you fucking dummies. God damn, I hate YouTube. No, it's a good thing we're going to be gone from YouTube soon, because I've had just about enough of these turds. Anyways, yeah, do you think the Surgeon General, or the who's it that services the president's medical needs? It's not the Surgeon General.
There's a White House doctor. Like, it's special White House doctor.
But he's a military guy.
Yeah,
usually
yeah.
It's a person like a fucking commander in the Navy, I think, is usually what it is. So do you think they hold his feet together up over his head? And you got to go front to back, obviously.
No, I go back to front. when I
on a child
on my baby.
But then don't you have to clean his balls off after? And look, there's a difference between there's a difference between taut, you know, relatively small, peach fuzzy, young balls, and whatever the fuck Joe Biden's got.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which probably looks like, yeah, they're definitely danglers.
Yeah.
And they're hairy danglers. You think Joe Biden fucking manscapes? Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. So, you know, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. It's going to be a busy one. We're going to talk about some football later on the next show.
We got stood up today.
We got stood up by JerMichael Finley. Apparently, he had some kind of situation with his kid at school. Who knows what that's about.
Did his kid get bitten by a monkey, too?
Yeah, we'll get to that here in a few. Did I see Kissinger on Fox? No, I didn't see Kissinger on Fox because I don't watch Fox. And I also wouldn't listen to anything Henry Kissinger had to say because he's a piece of shit. Warmongering cunt, and I hope he fucking dies soon so I can stop hearing about him.
I was gonna say, I thought you were a big fan of his geopolitical strategy.
Yeah. Nope. Anyways, we're gonna talk mostly today about how the president shit his pants. Because it definitely happened, right?
Yeah, it does stand a reason that you would just ignore it.
Let me read the Snopes response to this. It's funny that this is the funniest part about this to me is that people are responding to it at all.
Well, right? Okay, I understand why Snopes would respond to it because it, like most websites, are just click farms.
Right, and right, Snopes is financed by a company that is owned by George Soros, by the way. So fine with all that stuff. We all know that Soros is kind of a manipulator these days anyway. So yeah, they're a click farm like BuzzFeed or something. I don't know if BuzzFeed has an article on this or not. The top 38 ways President Joe Biden shit himself, maybe. Some kind of listicle, but anyway,
I'll tell you what, if it does come out that he shit himself, we're going to get some good, finally, anti-ageism takes.
Oh yeah. No, there already are a bunch. If there's a dude called, the Progressive Voice on YouTube, he's got like 75,000 subscribers, 74,000. And I, it seems that he's like a fucking troll account of some sort. Because they just post wild ass videos all the time. They call themselves the Progressive Voice, but I'm pretty sure it's like a parody account, right?
Yeah.
And he posted that Joe Biden literally shit his pants during a live stream, and it's got 132,000 views already. But that was in May of 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the first time this motherfucker shit his pants.
Look, I mean, he's old, so pooping your pants is like a top two or three accusation.
All right, well, let's go. We need to go back to the beginning then. So what constitutes shitting your pants then? Is it a full turd?
Yeah.
Or is it just like a little...
Anything that can come off the underwear. So if it's just on the underwear
so
alone...
So if it's just liquid, that's fine?
No, because that's going to hit the leg. If it stays
in the
underwear...
Depends on the kind of underwear you've got on, right? Like if you... I wear highly absorbent underwear.
Well, then...
for this very reason.
You are much less likely to poop your pants.
Yeah. Because
you won't leave anything on the legs.
I would like to make the argument that every person in America should be able to poop their pants once a year.
No, we've talked about that on the show. You get one a year, right?
We've talked about that multiple times, and I average 12.
Yeah, but okay.
Once a month.
You're out.
Yeah.
You may be fired after that. I don't know yet. We'll see how it goes at work, but... No, you shouldn't be shitting your pants once a month. That's too much.
You're unhealthy if you.
Yeah, for sure.
Shitting your pants.
But you know, you gotta. There has to be some clear line on what constitutes shitting your pants versus not shitting your pants.
Is this like a pornography situation where it's like I know when I see it?
No, I think you got to go back to toddler days. If there's no distinguishable smell, right? If it's some kind of I don't know, inert turd.
Yeah,
that's just kind of jangling around down there, or if it's just liquid and creamy like substance, that's probably. I think the liquid part, right?
Yeah,
is you're walking a fine line there, but as soon as there's some kind of consistency to it, then you're in trouble, right?
Yeah,
like if you've got to go change your fucking pants immediately, that to me is shitting your pants.
Okay, so a shart, a fairly wet shart, is actually really just shitting your pants.
Again, it just depends on your level of how much you can withstand personally,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, I mean? He's 78, right?
He probably smells like mothballs. Well, he can't feel anything.
Yeah, right? Your tolerance for shitting yourself goes up as you get older because it's got to happen more, presumably.
I guess. I don't know if that's the same for rich people, though. I mean, look, when I'm old, I'm just going to be shitting constantly
because
I'm not going to stop eating meat and my rectal integrity will suffer a lot.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's get back. Speaking of rectal integrity, I want to get back to Snopes because they have none. That's a gay joke. Anyways, So their response is, there's no evidence that this claim and the social media trend that sprang from it were based on anything other than idle gossip. This claim wasn't derived from any photos or videos of Biden or any credible news reports. Credible news report is not a thing anymore, so that's just not necessary. But the rumor seems to be seems to have come from Amy Tarkanian, who's the former Nevada RNC chairperson.
Yeah.
Chairwoman, they said. Chairperson, chair thing. She posted a message, this message to Twitter on October the 30th, so on Saturday. Quote, the word around Rome, and I don't know why the RNC chairperson from Nevada would know what the word around Rome is. Does
right.
she live there now? Or is she just like on, like, is there a private Facebook group for Rome that she's in?
It's actually, yeah. Her
it's
next,
like an HOA for Rome.
Her next door on Rome, her fucking thing in Rome.
Anyways, she says, the word around Rome is that Biden's meeting with the Pope was unusually long because Biden had a bit of a, quote, bathroom accident at the Vatican, and it had to be addressed prior to him leaving. I know we joke often about this, but this is the actual rumor going around Rome now. Snopes takes the time to point out the fact that an actual rumor is not a fact. Thank you, Snopes, for that. Anyways, their last paragraph is one that I want to talk about. So it says, Biden, of course, is not the only president to have unflattering or untrue rumors spread about his bodily functions on social media. You can still say his there because it's only... there may be 75 genders, but only one of them is allowed to be president.
Right.
Clearly, right?
Yeah.
If 46 out of 46 is any gauge in that. Anyway, social media users had previously claimed that Trump pooped his pants on a golf course, which is a rumor based on a fake photo, and that he peed his pants before or during a public appearance in Tennessee, also a real photo, or this is a real photo, but misinterpreted, they said.
So he spilled something.
And that he once worn his pants backward just because the pants didn't fit right. So they said, he's not the only president to ever do this. Fucking Trump also did it. And here's three examples. They didn't give an example of Obama and his mom jeans. By the way, Obama's the biggest nerdy fucking turd that's ever been president of this country. He is just a fucking dork. It's so ridiculous.
The only... dorky president I can think of other than Obama would be Carter.
Maybe, yeah.
Since World War... Oh, actually, no. George H.W. Bush is kind of...
Peanut farmer.
Yeah. Well, H.W. was kind of dweeby.
Well, he was also a fighter pilot in World War II, so I don't know how dweeby you can call that.
It's weird because he was a varsity athlete and a fighter pilot, yep. But he still kind of gave off those, like... I don't know.
He had nerd vibes, yeah.
Yeah, Obama ripped heaters every day, so in... essence, he was cool.
No, that whole push to frame Obama as a cool guy, like, no, I've seen him try to do athletic shit. He's a fucking dork.
There was always a meme going around, and I think it was way before Trump. This is like during Obama's presidency, but it was like Bush riding a horse, and then Obama looking like a nerd on a bicycle.
Yeah,
with like a mom helmet.
Like, I mean, even fucking. Even Clinton jogged and shit. I mean, he wore super short shorts, but that was kind of what you did.
At the time, yeah. Those were normal shorts for the time.
But, I mean, here's the thing. I mentioned that guy's YouTube page, Progressive Voice. The first comment on it is there should be an age maximum for presidency. Right? And they're absolutely correct about that. If there can be age limits, if you have to be 35, to hold the office, you shouldn't be able to hold it after 65. You got a good 30
years. You have to get in at 65?
No, you have to. I would say your presidency has to be over by the time most people retire.
Okay.
Because why the fuck would I want somebody who is in retirement age running the country? That doesn't make any sense. We don't do that anywhere else.
Not that we'll ever have someone like this, but what if you get like a fucking Nick Saban type of guy? You know, he's 70 years old. And he's
there is some, I've heard some good arguments made that Congress and Senate should have term limits, but the president shouldn't. Like, in what other corporation would your CEO be very good, or a coach in your example be very good, and you just fire them forever because they've been there too long, regardless of their success? You know what I mean? I don't know. I know we don't like monarchs here, but I don't like any of these motherfuckers, right? So, anyways, we really have to start questioning the rectal integrity of septuagenarians, these 70-year-old turds that think they can run our lives, and you know the 60s as well is about, I guess that's when your butthole starts getting fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that process is.
Well, at that point you've had a prostate exam almost every year, right? Something like that.
You're definitely no virgin.
Yeah.
Say that.
Well, we were talking about this off air, too. We think that minimum three of the last four presidents probably shit their pants. And I would honestly probably throw Clinton in there, too. Early Clinton was, like, fat and kind of eating
Yeah,
like
he didn't
shit.
Have a very good diet.
No. Know?
Yeah, he was only skinny at the end because of stress, probably. And he looks like he's got AIDS. And since like 96, he's looked like he has AIDS, to be honest. But yeah, I think Trump, for sure, he drank... He's on record as saying he drinks a case of Diet Coke a day.
Yeah.
And he eats McDonald's all the time and shit.
I've said this to friends before, where Trump... And you were asking, too, you're like, how is he not dead?
Yeah.
Based on all that. He's kind of like... Most smokers get like really unhealthy the older they get, but he's like that one smoker who's actually like preserving his body by smoking cigarettes.
And if he quit, he would die like Amy Winehouse, basically.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, definitely Trump, I think, probably shit himself at least once while in office. Although he only had 4 years, so.
Right.
You know.
It depends on maybe the COVID got him a little looser in the.
Now, Obama is. Let's see how. I mean, this is a touchy subject. Ribs. Mud butt. You know what I mean?
Right.
Black people like ribs.
Yeah.
And he's from Hawaii, but he got famous in Chicago, and that's where Sweet Baby Ray's is. You know what I mean? We talked about Sweet Baby Ray's on American Party this morning.
It's coming up a lot today.
Friday. Yeah, it's coming up a lot because Zuckerberg is super into Sweet Baby Ray's, apparently.
Because, like you said, he's trying to pretend to be a human being.
Well, so, I mean, if you think about...
I kind of assumed that part of it was he doesn't know what barbecue sauce is, like, in general.
Yeah.
Saw it. And I don't know if you know on the bottle it says at the top the sauce is boss or this sauce is boss
and it rhymes, so
he probably saw it and was like, this sauce is boss, ha! That's neat.
Well, I don't know if Zuckerberg is a human being or not. I doubt it, but I know that Obama probably ate a lot of ribs, so he probably shit himself at least once, you would think, on ribs.
But well, and if
like ribs and stress together, you have elevated cortisol levels and you've eaten a bunch of greasy ass meat with fucking sugar all over it. You're probably going to shit your pants at least once.
Presumably the cigarettes didn't help.
No, the cigarettes probably didn't help. And he was wearing mom jeans that whole time. So you could easily hide an adult diaper in there for sure. George W. Bush, he almost died from pretzels. So he definitely shit himself.
Yeah.
Right. He says he's been sober since whatever the fuck, the 80s or whatever. I don't believe that shit.
Look, he could still be sober. He's just the type of guy who would shit his pants.
I'm like, oh, you believe that, Granny? Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe bends over too fast.
Yeah. Definitely, like you said, definitely Clinton. He was a fat piece of shit.
I mean, you want to talk about a rib eater.
Yeah. Yeah. He certainly ate more ribs. He was our first black president for sure. Not that eating ribs is what makes you a black person. I think your skin color does that.
Right.
But at any rate, I think Clinton probably shit his pants. Maybe HW. I don't know how old he was when he got out of office.
I think HW did not.
He seems like the kind of guy whose ass is too tight to shit himself.
Yeah, you know I think it's physically impossible for him to shit himself.
It might be.
Definitely at post office, he shit himself multiple times.
For sure, yeah, but he died at like 99.
Right.
Can we find a picture? Where's Giorgio? Can we find a picture of George H.W. Bush's asshole when he was serving as president of the United States? 88 to 92. Come on. Anyways, GWB, the draft dodger, Wilhelm Sauer says, yeah, you're goddamn right. He also presided over the largest expansion of the federal government in history. How's that for republicanism? And Trump, also a draft dodger. He's got flat feet.
You know?
Pussies. Anyways.
Reagan did.
Reagan definitely shit himself. He had dementia at the end, so he definitely wasn't.
Yeah.
He was definitely shitting himself. Carter, I don't know about that guy. Probably not.
I don't think so. He doesn't strike me as a pants shitter. And he was young when he was president, youngish when he was president.
Yeah.
I think he was a top five youthful president.
Todd Welch says George H.W. was the former head of the CIA. He definitely didn't shit himself. I don't know that you can make that correlation between the position and him not shitting himself.
If he was, you know, former head of the CIA, he's obviously seen some pants shittingly crazy
for sure. I mean, I think mental acuity is what he's saying right there, maybe.
Yeah.
But that was he left the CIA and then he was Reagan's vice president starting, and that their campaigns started in late 79, I think. Mm. So at least that he still had like another decade to go before he would have been on the clock for pants shitting.
Mm-hmm.
I think he may have shit his pants. Anyways, Carter, probably not.
No.
Ford,
I think
Ford's a drunk motherfucker.
And
I mean,
a clumsy dude.
Yeah, Ford is like the he's like the modern kind of Teddy Roosevelt body style, but goofy as shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like he never should have been there at all.
Reagan for sure shit himself.
Oh yeah, we talked about Reagan. Reagan had dementia. He definitely shit himself. There's no question about that.
Can I tell you who the number one shitting president was?
The number one shitting or shitting himself?
Shitting himself. It's pretty easy.
Grover Cleveland, maybe?
Taft.
I was going to go with FDR.
Well, yeah, that's true. He was paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah.
So he couldn't feel his own butt.
Yeah, I got to imagine that was a steady...
R.I.P., by the way.
Wouldn't he have a bag, though? A colostomy bag?
Did they have that back then, or did you just shit leak out onto the floor? I don't know.
I think it just leaked.
He died in, like, fucking, what, 44?
Yeah.
44?
I feel like they had bags back then.
Yeah, it was a leather pouch.
It was just, like, under the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Or he may have just had a fucking turlet hole in the fucking wheelchair that whole time.
That's what I'm thinking about. Like horses. Like
horses. Oh,
like,
like
a bag under
a back under his
horse.
Butthole? Yeah, maybe.
That feels accurate.
Get Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer on the show. Yeah, we will. Soon. Actually, we were planning on it, but fucking Alex got sick the time he was supposed to come in here and had to do some other shit. Owen's he's going through the whole January 6th process right now, so that's fun. Let's see. What else is going on? He wasn't Reagan's first VP. Bush wasn't VP until around 84. Who was Reagan's first VP?
I thought he was both.
Maybe he wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really keep up with that sort of thing. Didn't Woodrow Wilson get stuck in a bathtub? I don't know,
that
but that's
Taft.
Really funny. Oh, is it Taft?
Yeah, Taft was
I think Giorgio is right that Taft might be the number two shitter.
Just based on appearance, you would think he probably shit himself a lot.
Although, right? You got to think William Henry Harrison, who died in office of sickness, was probably...
He was only president for like 34 days.
And he was probably shitting himself for 30 of those days.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, that's like dysentery, though. You can't count that. We're not talking about a medical situation.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
Well, I guess in that case, that would disqualify FDR, too, though.
That would.
Because,
and by the way, Bush was VP the whole time for Reagan.
He was, so. Yeah.
Well, also technically.
Brian Boer, you can have your $5 back.
Well, in 76, the year Reagan lost, he had Senator Richard Schweiker as his running mate.
Okay.
So when he didn't win.
Yeah.
Got it.
And technically, Abe Lincoln would still be in office when he got shot, and you're supposed to just release all of your bowels when you die. So I imagine he shit himself technically.
I think
in
we
office.
Need to draw a line about what counts and what doesn't count. We've decided how much and what type of shit counts. I think if it's during the process of death, like immediate death,
right.
not long-term death, then it doesn't count.
Oh well.
So FDR would definitely win, but let's give him a pass for being in a wheelchair.
The other one who actually would be, if you want to talk about dementia or whatever, Woodrow Wilson stroked out and spent the last year in office just as a stroke victim.
Do stroke victims, I mean, how do they even eat?
I don't know.
Just pour fucking oats down their throat or some shit, like overnight oats or something, something soft and liquidy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is this: Joe Biden definitely shit himself. There's no way they would be going to this much trouble. I know we're in like politically divisive times and shit, but if people started saying that Joe Biden was a fucking alien, right, or that he used to be a woman and is now a man, nobody would fucking entertain that because it's demonstrably untrue. Well, not the alien part necessarily, but it's so ridiculous people wouldn't believe it.
You could probably still get a Snopes article out of it.
It's pretty believable, though, that a 78-year-old man shit himself.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's happening right now. Somewhere, probably within 5 miles of here, there's an old person shitting their pants, or that has shit in their pants from earlier.
Yeah. That seems accurate. Also, the low-key worst part about this is, for Biden, if it's true, is that it was he's a devout Catholic, and it was while he was hanging out with the Pope.
Yeah, the one chance you get to meet the Pope and you shit yourself, you fucking dummy.
It's not ideal.
Let's talk about that, too, since you're a lapsed Catholic. Why does Biden, who is pro-choice, get to continue getting communion when that's not been the case forever?
Well, the American bishops want to stop him from getting communion for being soft on abortion, basically. Although I don't know if that should be their priority over their own people from fucking kids.
You just have to go to confession and then you're good.
Oh, like after the abortion?
But yeah, before you get communion, you go to confession. Yeah.
Yeah, he racks up the fetus body count every week.
You just gotta be really sorry.
And then you're good. That's why they don't turn in the priests. The priests just go to confession. And then they're like, well, you're good. You're fine.
How many Hail Marys do you get for an abortion?
Boy, that's a tough one.
Baker's dozen.
Is there a fucking, is there like a sliding scale somewhere?
What term?
Yeah. For what term? Oh, yeah. That's more fucked up than what I said. anyways, yeah, it's, I don't really give a shit about any of that. I don't care about abortion, and most Americans don't either. Exit polling shows that about 3% of people vote because of that issue.
I was actually going to vote on Prop A today, which has nothing to do with abortion, based solely on abortion.
And how's that work? So you're voting to refund the police, but how somehow abortion's involved or not?
Yeah.
But you're using that as a deciding factor.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's stupid.
I just take a coin and flip it.
What's on the side of the coin? A live baby and a fucking dead fetus?
Yes, pretty much.
I mean,
my voting coin.
You could sell those coins. Make it an NFT. You could sell the show.
Wait, if we increase police brutality, doesn't that decrease the need for abortions? Aren't they like covered under that?
I'm not sure what you're trying to say there exactly. Let's dig into that a little bit, because we've got, you know, 35 minutes left in the show. So.
Giorgio is, I think, pitching that the police just shoot pregnant ladies. Or maybe kids, I don't know.
It's coming right for me. Bam.
Do we do it with a coin, though? Kind of like in No Country for Old Men? Make a call.
Oh, or I thought you meant a coin like Magneto when he lets the coin lift up off his hand and slides through the dude's brain. That was pretty dope. I don't know, man. I watched Dune last night. It's fucking good. Half of the people, I would say 50 to 60% of the people that I've spoken to have watched it so far say, I don't like how it just ended. Like it ended exactly where it was supposed to end. I don't know why people have that complaint. Is it one of you assholes that said that?
No.
It's me.
Tell me why you think that.
I think, so he gets abducted by the Naziri, the desert tribe.
Fremen.
Fremen, sorry.
Spoiler.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but whatever.
Well, it's for free.
On HBO Max.
On HBO Max. Well, I mean, who doesn't have it? What are you, poor? I'll give you my login. It's fine.
Just go to the movies.
No, don't go to the fucking
movies.
You own AMC stock still. That's Dan's is trying to fucking pump up his own stock. Fuck you, asshole.
So they're escaping. They get away.
By the way, this book was written in the 1960s, so fuck off with the spoiler alert bullshit. Right. You've had 70 years or how long?
And then they crash and they have to track the move on the desert on their own.
Yeah.
And they finally make it to this like clearing. And it looks like they're about to set up this whole like, we're explaining more. Like that would have been a good place to end it for me. Like as soon
what
as
did you need to be explained at that point? Everything is set up,
right? But you don't need to introduce them to the desert tribe already, because that's just like wanting so much more. I just
no, because like the whole ending, I won't give it away. But like that's a great place to end it.
As soon as I felt it coming to an end right at that point, mm-hmm. and I'm like, Brittany and I are sitting there. As soon as it ended, I'm like, I don't know why everybody's bitching. This is exactly where this is supposed mm-hmm. to end. You introduced the new antagonist. You allude to the new protagonist. Or I'm sorry, you introduce the new protagonist. You allude to the new antagonist, which means now you can do some very vague but very compelling marketing for the second one.
I think the entire first act of the second movie should have been his being accepted by that tribe. He's accepted by them way too early. He's already invested in them.
Becomes a man by doing what he does at the end.
Yeah.
I also would have liked, because the premonitions aren't necessarily accurate, they're both control the past and the future.
Right.
And how he that guy ended up becoming his guide in one of the visions and a key member of him. And then he kills him there at the end. I would have liked that at the very beginning of the next film to then address that.
Spoilers.
No, he's got to.
I'm not listening.
That's got to be something that he goes back to later, right? That's going to be a moment. You could tell in the moment that was problematic for him. Like he felt a certain way, and you could tell because are we getting too deep into the plot? Am I spoiling it for people? Really? Because we'll stop and we'll come back.
I feel like
to
the whole
later.
Show is a
we'll come back to it in 1 month on December the 2nd. We'll do. You have 1 month to watch the rest of this show.
I mean, we can go into subplot about how they don't have computers or AI anymore, and they're making basically other aliens do their calculations for them. The guys whose eyes roll in the back of their head are basically their human calculators. Because they've gotten rid of all AI. They talk about it in the movie where they used to have they're called the thinking boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
But that ruined humanity, and so everyone came together and destroyed it all.
By the way, again, just for the sake of the audience here, this shit is 60 years old now, almost. It's 57 years old, I think.
And everyone's seen Star Wars, so you've seen a version of this.
Yeah.
That was
Star
just
Wars,
a blatant ripoff.
As soon as you watch this, please report back exactly how much stuff you caught just from cursory knowledge of Star Wars, how much you caught that they were that was stolen from them, and also Game of Thrones.
Well, giant sandworms are like a pivotal figure in a lot of fantasy and sci-fi lore. Was this the first...
Name one that was before when this the original Dune was
1964,
right?
That's 64 or 65, yeah.
I mean, to me, older, that's pretty late, too. Like,
there's way older sci-fi. I mean, you got War of the Worlds, and what was the one?
No. Depictions of giant worms. Because they're basically a character type now in, like, fantasy and sci-fi. Like, you don't have worms that aren't, like, you know, 200 feet long and burrow through the earth and basically eat whatever planet that they're on.
Right.
I just want to know if this was the first depiction of them.
Maybe or maybe not. I mean, look, people borrow a lot from one another. In all fields, I think it's people like to say the NFL is a copycat league. Everywhere is a copycat organization. Everywhere.
Everything.
Like if you do something that works, people are going to fucking copy you. But having your entire fucking thing, your entire piece of material, which is the Star Wars universe, is based on the same type of planet with the same type of monster with the same type of young man with a they haven't gotten into this. I mean, if you've read the books, then you would know that he has a problematic past with his lineage, like his grandparents and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of other stuff going on there that you haven't been introduced to yet, if you haven't watched some of the other stuff, that is so fucking similar to, like, the voice and the force and all this other stuff. There's no question that Star Wars ripped off. I mean, there's a limit, right? Like, if two people tell a similar joke, that's fine. But if you're telling the exact same joke with the exact same punchline, now you've crossed the line. And everybody knows it, right? And everybody feels that you crossed the line. That's why Carlos Mencia got lit the fuck up.
Yep.
Because he was stealing jokes from
people. You can take premises. You can't take actual words.
And it's why Dennis Leary persisted. Like, a lot of there's two or three premises in No Cure for Cancer that definitely came from Bill Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he definitely was inspired by him to some degree. And some of it was for a little too close for my comfort. But he didn't just completely steal shit like Carlos Mencia did. So,
how'd you feel about Jason Momoa shaving?
You know, didn't care because I don't give a fuck about Jason Momoa.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's hot. So,
yeah, he's a good looking man. But, yeah.
Hot,
you know,
shaved, unshaved. Doesn't matter to me.
I didn't think it fucked him up that badly, to be honest. I didn't think it was that bad.
How was Chalamet?
He's great. He's a great actor.
He's the type of person, if you just like pitched that human being, you'd want to hate him, like based on just everything you hear about him.
I mean, who knows?
He's a great actor.
Certainly.
He was really fucking good on like Saturday Night Live, even. Like, he's just like good.
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in 30 years, so I don't know. But he's certainly a good actor. I enjoy him quite a bit. We'll see if he's a D-bag in real life. Time always fucking figures that one out for you.
Right.
What else we got going on today? How far are we into this? Do you want to go ahead and do some sponsors, and then we'll get into this monkey.
Oh, wait, can I bring this image up first just for everyone to see? Because I finally found
this. This is a bad two-dimensional image.
This double chin.
From a lower angle. That's not what he looks like in the fucking film.
I used to think about this man to have sex with my girlfriend, and now it is useless.
Is it weird that both of you were thinking about the same dude?
No. I mean, that was kind of the point.
Y'all got a gay on the show.
If you're at home, please let us know in the chat if you think Jason Momoa is double chin. If I could do it in a negative way.
Erection-wise, or just...
Just anyway, in your life, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing gay about saying how hot a cock is, you know?
Nothing. Nothing. No.
It's just respectful.
It's just an acknowledgement of whatever. Like, what am I supposed to not tell
the
truth?
Tip of the cap.
Yeah. What am I supposed to do, just lie? That's stupid. What I won't lie about, though, is, and this is kind of on brand, what we were just talking about, Roman. We got GetRoman.com as our first sponsor today. Look, when the moment for intimacy arrives, you need to be ready. Roman ready, in fact. Whether you've been in a relationship for years or you're just, you know, just starting out with somebody, having the confidence that comes from preparation means you're free to enjoy the moment whenever the moment comes. Even if you are far from ordinary, The truth is that erectile dysfunction is actually really common. 52% of guys age 40 to 70 experience some form of ED. So that's why if you go to GetRoman.com/DrinkinBros, now you can speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about erectile dysfunction and get $15 off your first month of treatment. ED is actually, like I said, more common. 52% of people, men experience it 40 to 70. And look, you know, if you have it, there's no use in not addressing it if it's a problem.
Yeah,
you know,
science.
It's going to screw up your...
Trust the science, people say, I think.
I believe that's correct. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to like mess up your relationship with your partner. You know, you want to be able to have sex with the person you are supposed to have sex with.
Mm.
Typically. That's nice.
Look, I mean, you want to get it in where you can.
Right.
I'll say that.
And you know, you need to be prepared for the moment when it arrives. What's nice about Roman too is that when Roman arrives, the packaging is discreet and the whole situation from beginning to end is completely confidential, including their free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction. You can get it all from the privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it will ship to you free with 2-day shipping, too, so right away. So, you know, if you go to GetRoman.com/DrinkingBros to solve your erectile dysfunction issues, they'll be solved very quickly in terms of sending you what you need. Again, getting started is simple. Go to GetRoman.com/DrinkingBros and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. That's GetRoman.com/DrinkingBros. Go there today. And if you're prescribed, get a $15 off discount on your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this fall. Be Roman ready. Next up, we got Ghostbed, who, as everyone knows, is one of our favorite advertisers. Been with us for 5 years. They're going to be with us until we're ghosts, in fact. I want to be buried on a ghost bed in an open hole. Or like, no, I'm not going to be in a coffin.
I actually want to be, I want my funeral pyre to be a ghost bed.
Okay.
So the ghost bed that I'm currently sleeping on when I die, just drag that bitch out into the yard and light it on fire.
You don't want to like push it off into a pond, have someone shoot an arrow?
No, I'm not a Viking. I don't give a fuck about the water.
Okay. I don't know if ghost beds are, can be used as a flotation device.
No one said anything about the water, all right, except for him.
He shot down the water idea.
Yeah, though. I don't want it to be on the water. I want to be buried or burned alive in my front yard. Wait, did I say alive? Yeah, burned alive. As soon as
you start shitting your pants.
As soon as I start shitting my pants and forgetting how to say words and shit, whether I'm president or not, drag me out into the front yard, set me on fire in my ghost bed, and you know, who needs a coffin? Burn right. People. Why the fuck are we saving bodies?
Seems like a waste of time.
I don't understand. Where did that shit come from? I'm sure I learned that when I was studying religion back in the day, but that was 20 years ago. Why did we start burying people?
I don't know if this was how it started, but there was a belief at some point where you couldn't be resurrected by Jesus without...
Oh, boy. Where does this... It definitely doesn't say that in the Bible. Anywhere.
Yeah.
I know that book.
I mean, it's probably pretty smart to bury dead bodies, though, right?
No, it's not. Dude, how many fucking zombie movies do you motherfuckers need to see before we start burning bodies? God damn it.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying opposed to just leaving them there and letting them rot.
Well, no, you don't leave them in your house. Like, oh, that's Greg. He used to be my roommate.
Right.
He still is, but now he doesn't.
I mean, would you get some cats and just let them loose?
It's a lot of propaganda from Big Cemetery.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. Jared and I had this idea that we were going to start giving people Viking funerals.
Like, randomly?
Like, we were going to buy some property in the Pacific Northwest. No, not randomly. You're not going to show up and steal somebody's body. No, you could pay us, and we'll put on a Viking funeral with a pyre and everything. We'll have a big-ass man-made lake where we can push your body out and shoot it with a thing, and then we just get fucking hammered.
You'd probably make a lot of money with
God
that.
Goddamn right we would, but we don't have time for that bullshit. Well, actually, now that Black Rifle is going public, that was announced today.
Oh.
Yeah. That was announced today. I think the Wall Street Journal did a piece on it. Valuation of $1.2 billion. Was that
Jesus?
It? Yeah.
What do you think the opening price going to be? Are you even allowed to say that? Because
no, I can't comment on any of that stuff. Yeah. But it's big news, and a lot of haters over the years that tried to say one thing or another about the stuff we did over there, and they can all suck my dick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. By the way. It's 1.7. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, that's fun. Big money in bodies. Somebody actually are in burying bodies. Somebody, they used to be, there was a guy. Do you remember that story a couple years ago where this dude and his son owned a fucking crematory and they were just firing the bodies out in the fucking wood line behind the thing. Yeah. Why, dude? Like, how much is the overhead exactly to burn a body? It's just fire.
Right.
Like, how do they find out? Did they find the bodies, or was their power bill too low?
What they were doing couldn't have been easier than just burning the bodies.
Yeah.
There's got to be something you do with the smoke, right? There's got to be a carbon filter it needs to go through. Like, burning human body can't be good for the atmosphere.
Fuck the atmosphere.
Who or cares? Your lungs.
No, dude.
Giorgio, did you ever, were you ever, you know the thing about downtown Columbia where we went to school, right?
Right.
How when it's like you could smell them burning bodies most days? Like if downtown smelled like burnt
coffee.
Yeah,
I lived right beside it.
Yeah.
The crematorium. Yeah.
Yep.
I walked out my front door and was
you could smell it every fucking day.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
You don't want to smell burning bodies in your neighborhood, probably.
No.
Unless you live in Somalia and you can't really get away.
Then you're like, oh, good. They're burning them.
Anyways, didn't people try to cancel BRCC? A little bit. I mean, there was some article in the New York Times, and they're like, why'd you even talk to the New York Times? Well, first of all, he was a contract reporter that worked sometimes for the New York Times. And second, he was there to cover a fucking veteran archery event for disabled veterans, not to talk about politics. And he just walked around to random people and then started asking them political questions. They're like, oh, here we go. Here's this asshole.
Perfect.
And then you just believed, a lot of people out there just believed what the New York Times reported them as saying. And then the, like, oh yeah, okay, cool. So you guys are super smart then?
Yeah.
Somebody was commenting on it earlier today about some of this stupid bullshit. And I just told somebody who tagged me in it that you don't need to listen to fat losers who are poor. Nobody does, really. Shit. If somebody's that unsuccessful that they're cruising around talking about other people's success, then they're not to be listened to. I'll tell you what one key, this used to be like a symbol of being successful in America, and that's owning exotic pets. And I think it's probably more common here in Texas than most places, because we have, if you look at the fucking laws behind what you can and can't own in Texas, I mean, it's weird. You can own pretty much anything except for people here.
Yeah. And even that was legal.
Not too long ago.
Yeah. There is... Texas and Louisiana, because there's a ton of there between those two states, there are a fuck ton of pet tigers.
Yeah,
as I pointed out, when we were
in Nevada too, right?
I think
because
Nevada is one of those states
that
has like a libertarian bent to it.
Well, it's more of a bribe system than anything, but yeah, for sure. The reason we're talking about this isn't because of Joe Exotic, and it's not because of any of those weirdos. It's not because of Mike Tyson. It's because the Texas
special teams coach,
his stripper girlfriend, and Bro Bible did a very good job on this report, by the way. Grayson Weir, who you can find on Twitter or on Instagram, wrote a really good article here. Texas coach's stripper girlfriend, whose monkey allegedly bit trick-or-treater, offers backstory to incident. That's a great fucking headline right there.
Yes.
Very well written. It's a bluff bottom line up front. Just amazing. A recent report alleged that Texas special teams coordinator Jeff Banks, girlfriend, emotional support monkey, which is a thing, bit a trick-or-treater. His girlfriend, a stripper, does not deny the incident, but claims that it was provoked by the child, who would not listen to very clear rules. So how was she announcing the rules? Like, coming to the main stage is the monkey. No touching.
Well, fuck.
One child allegedly overstepped his or her boundaries while trick-or-treating at a home in Austin, so somewhere around here. It wasn't one of my kids because I don't have any. The house belonged to Texas special teams coordinator Jeff Banks, and this Texas, like UT Austin, Texas football, Longhorns football. Banks is 46, is a big name in college football. He's risen pretty quickly through the ranks. He was a punter in the mid-90s, and now he's a fucking special teams coach. That is a relatively quick rise, I suppose, in some worlds, but not this one, really. I don't know why they said that.
It's isn't Lincoln Riley like 33?
Yeah, it's like 25 years later, and he's a special teams coach.
Right.
Anyways, as the coaching carousel, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about any of that. Longhorn, Sarkisian. Okay, now here is where it gets really interesting. So from a personal standpoint, Banks has had a girlfriend since February 23rd, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Now her I don't know what her real name is.
Her stripper name is interesting.
Her stripper name is Pole Assassin.
Yes.
And I don't know if she's talking about the stripper pole or like dick. Like, does she assassinate wieners, or is it, what is she talking about exactly?
I think she assassinates from the pole.
Maybe.
You know, she kills from the pole is her weapon, and she assassinates with it. She assassinates your
I guess, man.
Wallet, shit. I don't know.
So his she has a portfolio, apparently, that's pretty remarkable. She's kind of legendary within the stripper world.
Her videos are fucking, I mean, she's more really like gymnast than stripper.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And the monkey has got its own fucking Instagram account.
Yes.
Monkey underscore GIA. Only got 9,000 followers, although I think it's probably going to go up now.
Yes.
That she's in the news.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to follow it. Yeah, following this monkey, 100%.
Yeah.
It's a white-faced Capuchin. I think it's the same monkey that Ross had on Friends.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think so, yeah. So, white-faced Capuchin, it's according to Pole Assassin, the monkey who's female performs... I'm sorry. No. She performs with the emotional support monkey, Gia. So she strips on stage with this monkey.
Yeah.
I don't know how old the monkey is. Or
the monkey seems to be enjoying the face rides.
Oh, God. It's weird. I mean, at least he's diaped up.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
so he's
important.
Not fucking full wang in her face. Allegedly, Gia the monkey bit a trick-or-treater on Sunday evening at Banks Home in Austin. The Pole Assassin is not denying it happened. But she did say it was provoked by the child. Her, according to her written account of the event, she posted, let me read it because it's been deleted from Twitter, so I got to find it. Hang on. Let's see. Where is it?
Pole Assassin, by the way, if this is her, she's got 66,000 followers on Instagram. She's doing pretty good.
She paints the monkey's fingernails.
Yeah, she gives the monkey manicures.
So this is there's a lot of interesting tweets about this dude. So Gigum Aggies, who is probably not a Longhorns fan.
This guy was at A&M though, also.
Yeah, yeah. So I see, yeah. So he says, you cannot make this up. The Longhorns just hired Jeff Banks, who left his wife and kids to be with a stripper named Pole Assassin, who has been on Jerry Springer and has a pet monkey who was part of her stripping act. And that's true. By the way, there's a tweet from Jerry Springer somewhere that says Pole Assassin is the goat.
Here's an image of them, I guess, before she strips and how they do it.
Why is he not wearing shoes?
He's in a tutu or some sort of.
Wait, somebody says she was on Ricky Lake as well. How old is this woman?
And she's in her 40s.
Is Ricky Lake still on television?
Man, I don't know. Was she just like making the rounds like in her 20s?
So, maybe, yeah. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure it's the same person booking for all those shows.
Right, yeah. You get on one, you know, podcast, you do like the rounds. The same thing with stripper episodes.
Her Twitter handle, by the way, Pole Assassin's Twitter handle is Danny, D-A-N-I underscore and JB, which is an homage to her boyfriend, Banks.
So do they share the Twitter?
No, I think, well, maybe actually, yeah, it's a good question. I don't know about that. She says people lie so much. It's ridiculous. Stop believing everything you hear and more of what you see. SMH. Well, I mean, what can we see here? Exactly.
I would like to see the bite marks on the child.
PFT, commenter from Barstool said, I don't want to believe it. Is your monkey and the child okay? Oh man. She responded to PFT by saying, no one was viciously attacked. This is a lie, a whole lie. She was not a part of any haunted house. The kid did not have any permission to be on the other side of my property, blah, blah, blah. Here's her story. So an 11/12-year-old child, you have to cut them in half and count the rings to know for sure.
Yes.
So, should know better than to enter someone yard. This is written by somebody who definitely speaks English, by the way.
Look, her monkey was involved in an attack. She's feeling pretty...
Got post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
A child should know better than to enter someone's yard without permission and old enough to also follow the rules. The rules were when you get to the gate, turn around and come back out for candy. Every other parent and child did so. So apparently, monkeys are known for what? Like masturbating and throwing their own shit at people?
Yes.
Mostly? Right. Yeah. And then being cute and cuddly and stuff. But apparently this monkey was back there. He's having himself a good time. He had masturbated and shat enough for one day.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to be left alone. He's Tobey Maguire in his car. Get out of the fucking way. There's cars there, motherfucker. So,
what I wonder,
I get it. I understand why the monkey lashed out if he did. That's all I'm saying.
What I wonder is, so she does this monkey's nails. She performs in a like strip act with the monkey.
Yeah.
So it reminds me of, do you remember the woman whose chimp ripped off her friend's face?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, but the Xanax chimp?
Yeah, she was giving the chimp like Xanax and wine and shit.
I mean, that's what fucking Michael Jackson gave to children for years. And you could still buy his albums on the rack right now.
But I mean, what do you think? Like, was this monkey like drinking like a hard seltzer or something? And like, what is she allowing this monkey to put in its body?
That's a good question, because I can only imagine what she's put in her own body. Not talking about booze. So look, this is a heartwarming story from the heart of Texas.
Yeah.
From Austin. She's mad that everybody thinks it was his, whatever the fuck. And then, you know, whatever.
This is easily the best thing that's happened to Texas football this year.
Certainly, anything to distract away from how fucking bad they are.
Yeah, most exciting thing I should say to happen to Texas football.
There was one other thing I wanted to talk about today. Let me see if I can find it. Here we go. Right, so this is interesting. there's a Disneyland in China. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay, so thousands of people were at Shanghai Disneyland this Sunday, and they were all standing in line for the roller coasters, watching fireworks, talking to the fake. I don't know what Mickey sounds like in a Mandarin accent.
Whatever they want him to.
I guess. They're probably not too thrilled about his representation in South Park. but so they're all, people are doing what they do at Disney, and while they were there this Sunday, the staff quietly sealed the amusement park off, trapping everyone inside, and then people in hazmat suits streamed through the gates, preparing to test everyone for COVID before they could leave for the day.
Mm.
So that's some Black Mirror shit.
Yeah, that sounds fun. China sounds like a fun country.
34,000 people were there, and they get locked inside with their fucking shitty toddlers, right?
Right.
In the heat and everything else. It'd be one thing if just vaccinated people came out in masks or something. These people came out in fucking hazmat suits,
right,
to test them for a virus that has the highest survivability rate of anyone I've ever heard of.
Do you think that a certain number of the people trapped in the amusement park were just like, here we go?
I think you've got to be used to shit like that, right?
If you live in China, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's like,
like you guys, when you come to work every day, you're probably expecting Giorgio to do some stupid, right?
Yeah.
Like to be too high to remember or do something like some physical activity.
Yeah. I mean, look, every day I come in here, and this is like, this is an insane, like if I told myself this sentence 10 years ago, right after I graduated college, essentially 12 years ago, whatever. If I was like, yeah, every day I come in, I expect to see drugs and guns.
Yeah.
You just,
that's pretty much
it.
Right, yeah.
Rob, you still owe me for all those free smokeouts I've been giving you.
Yeah.
Like, Giorgio, I don't know if I got to contact Ari about...
It's just you blowing clouds in my face as I'm trying to take notes.
No, that's like Monsanto fucking firing some of their seeds over your fucking fence line and then charging you a licensing fee for it. By the way, they do that.
Oh,
they have a proprietary grass seed that has been launched over into other people's properties, and they have successfully in federal court sued and had the government force other landowners to pay them fucking licensing fees for their proprietary seed that they fired over.
Look, this is grass that doesn't itch. So, you know, like, I'm willing to pay for it.
What?
He says the grass doesn't itch.
What does that mean?
Does grass make, are you allergic to grass? My dog's allergic to grass. It's a really...
Oh, that's not good.
It's a really stupid allergy.
Does your dog eat the grass?
No.
Well, not anymore.
Just touches it.
That can't be real.
That's what the vet says. I don't know.
Your vet's a fucking retard then. How
is my vet retarded? She charges $700. I mean, she's like really good.
We need a gunshot noise for the sound effects board.
Yeah. That's another thing you would expect, though. I mean, like, every day I kind of expect, every time I see a little glimmer up there, I just think it's a fucking scope.
From Sean.
I think Sean's getting ready to finally kill me. But the Cowboys managed to win. I won that bet. I knew that was going to happen. I knew. And they're not going to fucking, Dak's not going to play next week either. especially now that they won this week.
They're just on cruise control. They're fine. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I mean, we can talk about this later in the NFL show. Doesn't matter that the Rams are going to body everyone now they have Von Miller.
Maybe. We'll see. Let's see. What else is going on here?
Henry Ruggs just killed a guy.
Yeah, Henry Ruggs definitely killed a guy. Henry Ruggs, who is an Alabama wide receiver and is now a Vegas Raiders receiver. What? When was it today?
This morning.
This morning, yeah. DUI early this morning. And I saw the photos. I mean, the other car was just on fire for a while, it looked like. So definitely somebody burned alive today. So he's done. Maybe. I don't know. You can punch your girlfriend in the face and that one counts. But you can drown puppies and that doesn't, I guess.
Leonard Little got to play again. Yeah. So did
Dante Stallworth.
Yeah, too. Dante Stallworth did too.
Wait, what did is that a DUI?
I think he both were like an illegal immigrant or something.
Oh, that doesn't count. Yeah. Shit. That's like negative points.
Yeah, it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
There's a big election today in Austin.
What's the election in Austin?
It's for a bunch of city propositions, but Prop A is like the contentious one.
Oh, yeah, the refund the police thing.
That everyone's all pissed off about.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I haven't looked at it much, but you said it's kind of like, I'm sure it is just like some kind of stupid bullshit where you can't ever do this again. Like, well, that doesn't really solve anything.
Yeah, it's the same. So
it makes people feel better.
It's the Save Austin Now PAC, and they're the same people who successfully, and I was thankful for this, undid the camping ban, or got the camping ban reinstated in Austin, essentially.
Well, that was over the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were behind that push, but now the next push is, they frame it as refunding the police, but so Austin's police budget is back up to whatever level it was at.
Well, they did move some stuff, right? There's some stuff that was on the admin side that they moved out of the control of the police department. I don't really care about that. I don't know why that was even an issue.
Yeah.
But I think that may have just been like a face-saving thing for the liberals here because they knew they couldn't actually pass anything real.
Yeah, they did get like a good kick in the coin purse right after all the protests started, but that quickly went back, I think.
Yeah, because the governor told him if they didn't stop doing it, he was going to remove all their funding and like withhold property taxes.
Right.
Like that, which he is able to do, apparently, which is pretty dope. I mean, can you imagine if Abbott started withholding all the property taxes, he shows up. I just want to see it like a prolonged like 3-week battle in the courts where he just shows up in increasingly more iced out gear. You know what I mean? Like, it starts out with like a ring or something, and then he's busting out like a full chain, and he's got gold teeth in his fucking, it's like spinner rims on his wheelchair. He goes, hey, I can keep going. I got plenty more shit to put gold on, bitch.
I got all the property taxes. Yeah. You're good. We're good to go here.
The awesome? Statewide propositions seem a little bit more interesting. 1 through 8. Have you looked at any of those, Rob?
Not in a couple days.
The first one is about how sports organizations and rodeo organizations are allowed to hold raffles.
Oh, so no, it's rodeos are allowed to do it the way sports organizations do it. So they're letting rodeos do that as well. And actually, I think everyone's for that. I think that that's kind of like a formality where they're like, rodeos weren't allowed to do it for some weird backwards reason.
Right, and then Prop 2 is an infrastructure proposition. 3 is a constitutional amendment to prohibit refunding of religious organizations or exemptments.
Wait, what? Refunding them?
Stepping over words. It prohibits the state or a political subdivision of the state from prohibiting or limiting religious services.
Oh, so that's COVID, that's like situation.
Yeah, you can't shut down. I mean, that's fine. I don't care about that. I don't know why they would say, I don't know why they would limit it to just religious things. The government shouldn't be allowed to tell us what to do in our personal lives ever about anything. If I want to fucking get together with a bunch of people and they want to get together with me, then we should be able to do that, right?
And then Prop 7 is if you're the surviving widow of a spouse who dies, you are able to receive limitations on some of their vaxes if they're over 55 years old.
What?
Yeah, let me read this word for word. The constitutional amendment to allow the surviving spouse of a person who is disabled to receive a limitation on the school district ad valorem taxes on the spouse's residence homestead if the spouse is 55 years of age or older at the time of the person's death. I don't understand what that
means. So if you're over 55 and you die, you don't pay the estate tax portion that goes to schools, I guess.
Because you're not using them?
I guess.
Yeah.
But none of us are using them. Like, you're not going to be using them for another 5 fucking years, and you're a parent.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be using the one that I'm currently paying taxes
on. That's not how it fucking works.
Right.
dumb. It works because, well, not that anything in the American tax or education systems actually work. I think I'm just going to start kidnapping kids, right?
Okay.
But for a good cause.
Okay. So, like, you're a good Joseph Kony.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go on blackface or anything, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, but we're going to put them into a cage with a lion, a baby lion, right? And a bear.
Okay.
Baby bear, obviously, baby bear.
And these are baby children, too? How old are the kids?
I don't know. I'm just basically borrowing this from the Jungle Book. So,
okay.
However, well, no, it wasn't a lion. It was a fucking cougar or a puma or some shit, wasn't it?
Yes.
Or Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Black Panther. Well, that could get touchy.
It's true.
Yeah.
Do you think in the big cat community, the Black Panthers get offended at, like, if another animal's in blackface? Is that a thing?
Like, if a jaguar is born with, like, a weird skin condition where...
Or it connects the dots on some of his...
Yeah. Or do silver panthers have privilege?
Silver panther is the best animal.
It's the handsomest animal.
Right. I think everyone hates snow leopards, right?
I mean, I certainly don't know what a snow leopard looks like.
It's beautiful.
Is it white with black spots? Because that would be dope as shit.
Yeah.
It is. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, skin that motherfucker and make me some boots out of it, dude.
It just murks goats in the mountains.
Well, look, the whole point of all that was the kids are pussies, and I think they would be a lot better if they grew up like Jungle Book.
Okay.
That's my only premise.
Being raised by a bear.
A bear that can sing, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, you have to fight off the machinations of a orangutan.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, the orangutan was trying to use the boy to get fire. So you have to physically survive a tiger, and you have to mentally survive the plot of an orangutan.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm down with that. That's what I want.
Strong
I want,
mind and body there.
Yeah, so... and then I guess you can map that onto geopolitics at some point. Somebody's going to have to teach him math, too. I don't know if the bear is going to be able to do that. But we'll figure it out. I don't know. It's maybe Dwight Schrute's involved.
Yeah.
Like, he's over here on the desk. That's what made me think of him. But I like the way that the Schrute family had the youngest kid raise all the other kids. Ever since I heard that in, like, 2013, I've been trying to figure out what the fuck that means. Like, how is that possible?
The youngest one raised the older ones?
Yeah, that's what he said. The youngest kid always raises all the older ones. Like, how the fuck does that work? You need a time machine for that shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that... Yeah, they get to, like, five, and they're just in charge?
I guess. Yeah, maybe there's an age limit. Like, once you get to five, then now you're in charge of everybody to teach you responsibility. Maybe that's what he meant. But he didn't clarify. So...
I mean, I leave my baby in charge of the dogs sometime.
David Wagner says kids should have to fight for their lunch at school. Second place goes hungry. I like that.
I mean, that just sounds like living in a slum.
It also sounds like winning more because, like, you're feeding and nurturing the stronger one. It's just going to make him stronger.
Yeah, that's what fucking natural selection is, fuckface. Yeah.
Also, that is, if you grew up in a family with more than one sibling, that is just every dinner.
I grew up with a brother and a sister, and I never had fights over food.
It's not a fight over food. It's just a race to eat it.
Mm.
Like, if a fucking pizza gets plopped down on the table.
Yeah.
It does. Like, you have to weigh, do I want to get the right amount of pizza with how badly am I going to burn my mouth?
Fair enough, yeah. You don't want to go full Cartman and eat all the skin off the KFC, though, right? Then they pretended he was dead or whatever the fuck.
They ignored him. He thought he was dead.
Yeah. The Hunger Games situation would be... That'd be fun, honestly. I mean, I think we need to do something similar to that, like Tough Mudder, but for kids. Mm-hmm. But instead of mud, there's, like, lions and tigers and shit, and you have to kill the other kids.
Well, so they're kids. I don't think a tiger is fair, but maybe, like, coyotes? Give them, like, a little bit of a chance.
If they're, like, 12, 13 years old, I feel like you're a good match for a coyote, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's give them an even playing field.
Well, let's go ahead and let's get an even number here. How many 12-year-olds can you kill, Dan? And then how many 12-year-olds would it take to take down a large animal?
Well, one, to take down a large animal, provided they had the right weapon, right?
They have spears. Like, what is a group of 12-year-olds in a gladiator arena?
When these are, like... conversations about toddlers or 5-year-olds or whatever, that's easy. But 12-year-olds are very disparate in height
Yeah, there's 12-year-olds getting recruited by Bama.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
Yeah.
Depends.
So it may be, I mean, 50 or 60 of those for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Depending on how large they are. But for 5-year-olds, I would murder every 5-year-old you brought me for 6 years before I finally got bored. There's no fucking way. I mean,
now, are these like zombie 5-year-olds that don't experience fear, or are these like just a normal 5-year-old that is probably terrified?
To be honest, if they're the slow type zombies that don't experience fear, that works in my favor.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because they're just going to walk into the gunfire or my fist over and over. If it's kids that experience fear, eventually that fear is going to materialize into some sort of strategy, which I will have to deal with, right?
So you also give them meth.
Well, then you're just back to zombie at that point. That's like a running zombie.
Like, how long have they been on the meth? They just got the meth? Like, five minutes?
They just got the meth.
Oh, that's fine. They're not hallucinating or anything yet. They're just a little more hyper. And I'll fucking strangle one of them, pull the meth out of his body, and put it in mine.
You just have to eat them, really, right?
Eat their face off, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, which is, maybe that's how that whole bath salts thing got started in the first place. Somebody needed more bath salts, and he had to eat it out of the face. Now it all makes sense.
Wow.
That guy wasn't crazy. He needed more bath salts.
Yes.
And he just misunderstood him.
The only place he could find it was inside that other person.
What if the 5-year-old gets a weapon and you don't? It depends on the weapon. Is it like a sword or something? Because if it's a sword, then I have a weapon because I'm taking that sword from him. If it's a gun and he's 50 feet away, I'm kind of fucked down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, then you think a toddler's going to hit you from 50 feet?
I actually think you might be more fucked with a sword.
No.
He's just got to swing it.
He's got to swing it and hit me. I can step into his swing way faster than he can fucking get that blade on my body.
I feel like pepper spray might be his best defense.
His best defense would be not being 5 years old. Not trying to fight a grown man.
He was born that way.
Right? And you got to, honestly, at some point, this becomes the 5-year-old's problem. Not mine. I'm not the one that asked for this. I was posed this question and a bunch of 5-year-olds showed up and I beat the shit out of them. Not my fault.
What if they had ropes and nets?
Like a trident and a net?
Yeah. Like a Gilligan's Island thing?
I think...
Or Gulliver's Travels?
The net is a big equalizer, I think, honestly, because, I mean, I have to be able to close distance with them faster than they can trip me up with the net, but if it's like 4 or 5 of them and they all have nets, now I'm in a pickle, because that is a gap force multiplier.
You've given them a tool where they can combine their strength.
Yeah, which I would never do. Divide and conquer, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean... There's something called psychic disincentive, right? It's this old theory from these assholes, these stare at goats assholes from back in the day, where if you get into a fight against a superior force, you want to fuck the first couple of people up so badly that the rest question whether or not they even belong on Earth anymore. Like, you want to tear somebody's fucking eyeball out of their head, or like shoot a guy and then fucking step on his chest and shoot him in the face a bunch of times is something that has been posited over the years. To let the enemy, because other people care about desecration of bodies, I guess, because of their culture. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense, but psychic disincentive really helps. So if the first 5-year-old runs up with a net and swings at me and I grab the net, pull him to me and punch his head completely off of his fucking body and it rolls down the street like a cartoon or something like that, now I'm back in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
I think.
They don't want to, people just don't want to die badly. Right?
I guess, yeah. But I mean, it's for me, when the lights out, dude.
Yeah.
Give a shit. When I turn the lights out, I can't see how fat that girl is anymore. And when my lights go out, I can't see how I died. It doesn't matter. Take a fishing boat of kids out into the deep sea. Why? I think Gigi is just talking about wanting to murder kids now. And that's not what this is about.
Right.
This is about me having to fight kids because I'm forced to, not just getting a bunch of kids together and dropping them into the ocean. Which is kind of weird. It's weird you took it there.
You put them in the net and then lower it.
Yeah, like really slowly.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. You're like doing the Hulk Hogan thing when they're screaming for... All right, that's fucked up. All right, well, we're going to get out of here because we got to go do football. So
got some sports coming in probably like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Cool. See ya.
See ya.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.